Okay, so I just watched Vengeance, the new BJ Novak movie. Not a great movie, but I did think it was interesting in some ways. And I do have some comments about it. I jotted down some notes that I will now read to you. This is BJ Novak's feature writing and directing debut, I think. It's always nice to see someone write and direct a feature film, especially if they're, I guess in this case, well, especially if they have an auteurist sensibility. In this case, he's aspiring to an auteurist sensibility. I don't think he really achieves that necessarily, but yeah, I mean, there are some good things about the movie, so... Here are some of them. Turns out Ashton Kutcher can act. I actually thought he was the best character in the movie, and the best scene in the movie was the scene at Quentin's ranch. His character's name is Quentin Sellers, I believe. I thought the best thing about the movie was the script. I liked that it was dialogue heavy. I thought some of the dialogue was pretty good, and some of it was mildly interesting, somewhat interesting. I thought it was kind of an interesting perspective, an interesting take on America, maybe. Structurally, not that much interesting going on. I like that it was kind of a noir. I was going to call it the sprawling noir, but that doesn't really encompass it. That doesn't really say it. I mean, I thought the movie was actually pretty contained. But it was kind of a drifting noir. Maybe that's a better way to say it. You know, it was sort of like a character piece, but there was a story happening underneath, which I liked. And I thought the ending was good. I thought it kind of came together at the end. I like that it was kind of ultimately about regret, and also the nature of vengeance, hence the title. These are things that I'm actually grappling with now in my personal life, so it was kind of interesting to see that in a movie. It was a little overlong, I thought. Could have definitely been cut down a bit. It was funny at times. Definitely humorous, and then good script, and these are just things that I noted about the movie in my notes. And then, I've decided that, I've decided that I like movies about podcasters. So I don't know, I always heard, like, traditionally I always heard that, like, movies about writers weren't interesting because it's not interesting to watch somebody write. I think it maybe is kind of interesting to watch somebody podcast. I mean, it's not that interesting, but maybe it's more like more of a physical act than writing, which then I thought about it, and I thought, no, writing is actually more of a physical act. Like, you're using your hands and or your hand, depending on how you write. I don't know, for some reason, podcasting, I think it can be done well in a movie, or in an interesting way in a movie. I mean, I haven't seen many movies about podcasters. I don't think there have been many made yet. I'm sure there are more to come. The only ones that I can think of are this movie, Vengeance, and then Tusk, the Kevin Smith movie, which I did like a lot. A very different movie. What was I gonna say? So I did like this movie to a certain extent. I liked it okay. And I liked Tusk a lot. So movies about podcasters, maybe that's kind of like a new thing. So those were some notes from my notebook. This movie was, I thought it was kind of an interesting blend of comedy, drama, and then, like I said, noir. There's kind of like, I guess, a crime element to it, drug element to it, and then there's also like some political commentary. There was a scene with a, I guess he's supposed to be a Mexican drug cartel. The scene should have been a lot better. It was awkward. It was a dialogue scene between BJ Novak and this guy, Sancholo or something. Should have been a lot better. But a lot of the movie was dialogue scenes, which I liked. I thought that was kind of old school in a way. I thought BJ Novak's character was a douchebag. I thought he was sort of empty, vapid, not particularly intelligent, but this is kind of part of the point, and like you find out more about that later. So yeah, I don't really want to give anything away. It's better if you don't know much. Because there was some storytelling happening here. And, like I said, the script was good, relatively speaking. Most scripts suck now, especially for movies, unfortunately. So, anyway, that's Vengeance, BJ Novak. Right, so I think he wrote and directed, he also stars in the movie, as Ben. I do like BJ Novak as an actor. He's, in Inglourious Basterds and, you know, obviously in The Office, which is what made him famous. I don't know. What else do I want to add at this time? Not much. Yeah, I'm just sorry. I'm just, like, trying to think. I thought I had more that I wanted to say, but I really don't. Yeah, I mean, I thought his character was annoying. I didn't like the movie very much at the beginning. I thought it was okay. But, like, kind of once it gets going, once it gets to Texas, it kind of picks up for me. So, so I guess I'll talk a little bit more about my favorite scene, which is the Ashton Kutcher scene. Okay, so Ben goes to Quentin Sellers' ranch. He sees him interact with this young singer. He's kind of like rolling his eyes, but then he realizes that maybe there's a little bit more to this guy. And then they kind of walk around the ranch, and as he's talking to him, you realize that there is more to this guy, and you kind of see him in the ranch. They're like in this room. That was my favorite part of the movie visually, like from a directorial standpoint. And then from a writing standpoint, my favorite part of the movie was right before that, which is Ashton Kutcher's character, Quentin, has this line that I liked, which I won't give away here, but that was my favorite, really my favorite part of the whole movie. So it was kind of like that, it had that nice chunk, this movie right in the middle, it was like that 1-2 punch where it was like, that was the moment where the movie really turned for me, and I was like, okay, I like this movie. But then the rest of the movie never really lived up to that scene, which I kind of hate when that happens, because I feel let down. I'm like, oh, okay, this movie's really picking up, like, I actually like this, and then it just kind of dips back down again. But it was also, I thought, smart to put that right in the middle of the movie, because then it's like, the movie doesn't have to live up to that scene necessarily. It can kind of like, the rest of the movie kind of is falling action. It can kind of dip down. So it's like the whole first half of the movie is building to this scene and the rest of the movie is dipping down from it. So it kind of actually worked, based on its placement in the movie, or the movie was able to kind of work despite having this scene happen and then the rest of the movie never living up to it, if that makes sense. So anyway, that's Vengeance. Also, before I sign off here, I'm working on my list of the best movies of 2022. At that point in the movie, I thought, okay, this might get an honorable mention. Now I'm not so sure, but I do have a tentative list. I do have a top 5 right now, and you will find out what that is in the near future on a future episode at the end of the year, unless I do like a best of 2022 so far, which I would have done in the middle of the year. It's now past the middle of the year, so I probably won't do that. But maybe I'll talk about the what's happening on that list, or how that list is shaping up, or what's going to be on that list. I don't know. But I do have a top five set right now. I'm pretty happy with it. There have been some good movies this year. There have been a couple of really good movies. All of the movies on my top five I did enjoy. I'm thinking of four of them. What's the other one? I'm not even remembering right now. I had to actually like look up. Actually, what I did was I went back and looked at previous episodes of the pod to try to like, because I thought I was like forgetting a movie, and I mean I kind of was, but what's the one I'm? Oh yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, for some reason I just forgot my number one, but then I checked the list, and now of course I remember. So, anyway, I won't tantalize you any further. You'll be getting that list eventually, in the near future. Thank you for listening. I'm Maxwell Haddad, and this is Video Nasties. Talk to you again soon. Peace.